It's all about travel. Yes, as many of us are heading off over the summer months. Have you already booked? Have you got your travel plans in place? Okay, my co-host today, my Alan Wicker. I'm sorry, I've got to start doing that.
I'm trying to do an impression. I'll practice one in the next break.
Richard Manson, you've travelled to many places, Richard. We're going to be finding out from you some of your tips for the USA, flying from Dubai into America, Florida in particular, and also Thailand as well. They're places you've visited before yourself.
Yes.
But as I said, giving a bit of a heads up on the deals that are there, how to get there.
I shall do my best.
Yes, fantastic.
I shall put my Alan Wicker hat on right now.
We're also going to be talking to the CEO of Holiday Factory. This is a new company set up here in Dubai. Package holidays, so the full deal, you know, your flight, your hotel, everything included. As we'll be finding out what's on the deal list there today with Holiday Factory. And for now, we're talking to Laura Coughlin, web editor of Live Work Explore UAE. She's been off for cruising around the Gulf and had a wonderful time.
As you do.
Great job that you have. You've also got, there's lots of features in the summer issue. So let's just have a little look through, just to give a heads up. You've got Explore. So there you've got a feature on Istanbul. Mm-hmm. You've got one on Thailand as well. The Maldives is a honeymooning in Paris. Paradise feature, Island as well, great destination.
Yeah, we've also got, aside from those three, we've also got one of our editors, Matt. He went off to Austria. Sometimes, you know, you go to Austria for the ski slopes. Well, he went there during the summer to see what it's like. And actually, you'd be surprised. It's just as beautiful, even in the summer when there is no snow.
I'm sure,
so,
yeah.
So take a read of that. That's pretty interesting. Aside from, you know, our magazine is really split up into three, we've also got our work section. So we've got some brilliant features on some, you know, interesting apps that we have at the moment. We've also got, if you're off working and you've got to go travelling, some interesting, you know, the best airport restaurants to go and visit inside the Dubai International Airport's quite useful.
Excellent.
And just some interesting, you know, local information here in about Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Great stuff. You've also got a top 10 as well. So explore a top 10, looking for somewhere entirely different this summer. Try out one of these. Richard, there's an SMS in.
Yeah, there's quite a funny one. It's just come in from Brian. Apparently, he took his family on a holiday to Cyprus a few years ago. They got to the airport. It was a package holiday, what we were just talking about. And all the buses were lined up outside the airport arrivals. And they got on the wrong bus.
Oh, okay.
instead of going to Larnaca, they went to Paphos.
But this is it. It can go wrong, can't it? It can go wrong. It's interesting about that, you know, getting transport, public transport in countries that you're not used to. Sarah's SMS'd in saying on a train that got delayed 12 hours on a train, so stuck on a train, not being able to get off. That's pretty
well,
dramatic.
This happened to me just last week. I was flying to Doha on an early morning flight, just going down for the day, and we're all sat on the plane ready to go, and there was an announcement saying, I'm afraid the pilot hasn't turned up for work.
Right.
Which was a new one, and so we sat there waiting for the standby pilot to come.
But Laura, let's have a look at the Explorer top 10.
We've got a number of different unusual locations to go to, some that you may have heard of, some that you may never have heard of, but that's all part of the fun here at Explorer. The first place, I think, one of the most unusual places to visit, and my all-time favourite place to visit, is China, but in particular, a small village called Hangzhou. Now, Hangzhou is about 45 minutes by train from Shanghai, so it's on the east coast. And Hangzhou is quite a picturesque, it's almost a very magical a little town. It's the capital, the capital city of Zhejiang province. And they say, the Chinese believe that when the gods and when the emperors were building heaven, that a little piece of heaven fell down and it created Hangzhou. So it is a really beautiful, beautiful destination. It has a huge lake called Xiguo, which means West Lake. And you can walk around here. It's about 6 kilometers. And you can enjoy tea and walking around the lake, enjoying the beautiful pagodas. So it really is a really wonderful, magical place.
Excellent stuff. So that's one of the. Is that where does it come in at? Number 8 in the Explorer top 10.
I put it as number 1.
Where else is? What else would you like to talk about? Which one would you like to pick out of your top 10?
You know, actually, one of the best ones to talk about, especially this time of year, is the fjords in Norway, or actually the fjords in any of the Scandinavian countries. If you're not familiar with that term, the fjords, I'm sure you know most people are here, but they are the long, narrow inlets. They've got steep cliffs on either side due to glacial activities or whatever. They've created wonderful valleys that you can travel through, and they're beautiful riverbeds. And now, at this time of year, a lot of the Scandinavian countries, they're celebrating the midsummer solstice, the midsummer festival. You know, this time, I think it's around the 21st of June. It's going to be, we know it's some sunshine, even at midnight, so there's going to be lots of celebration and festivals.
Well, I'm going to be doing something similar, but not quite, perhaps. I don't know if I'm going to have the sunshine.
Well,
but
Muddy Fields.
Yes, that's right. I am going to be heading off to the Glastonbury Festival, is always in line the weekend of the summer solstice. So, kicks off on the 22nd of June there in Somerset in England. Of course, the flight's all booked, and that's all good, so I'm organised in that respect. But at the moment, I can't get from Heathrow to Glastonbury. So if anybody's got any ideas, or anyone's heading that way even, then do let me know, because all the trains are booked. The bus, there are buses and coaches, but it doesn't quite tally for the timings that I want. I've got to just wait hours and hours and hours. So I'm working on it. I think I'm going to have to hire a car.
You can make some money giving people a lift back then.
maybe. But it's interesting you mentioned that as well, Laura, because we are going into that the festival season. So around the world, there are lots of different festivals happening. And I think when you're visiting a country, if that's something that interests you, that kind of, you know, a bit of culture, entertainment, something national to that particular region or that country, check out the local festival and go and enjoy it. Because I'm a real festival girl.
Mm-hmm. I think that makes it very special if there is something, special going on within that city. Another city that is in our top 10 that is celebrating something this year is Estonia, Tallinn, the capital city. Now, they've just been awarded the 2011 European Capital of Culture. So all of the Northern European countries, all of their art scenes, they've been travelling down to Tallinn now, and they are, adorning the city with sculptures and art activities. So it's a wonderful place to visit if you can this year, particularly this year. If you're not really into art, it's a beautiful, romantic, medieval town. So what more could you ask for?
Fabulous. You've got some amazing destinations here, I have to say, in this, and just exactly looking for somewhere different. Often living here as an expatriate, we go back to our home country during the summer months, but to be more adventurous, to explore the world and also take the advantage of where we're located, of course. You also have in at number two, Kenya, Lamu. Mm-hmm. Now, I know of Lamu because a very good friend of mine, in fact, two friends of mine have been to Lamu, and one of them goes regularly, and I'm not sure she'll be so happy that we're highlighting it, because it really is it is her secret paradise, I think, but it's supposed to be beautiful.
It is. This is just off the coast of Kenya, in the Indian Ocean, and it's a tiny paradise island. It's got offers plenty of interesting cultural alternatives to the safari that you would probably do in Kenya, and it's unique because it's still rich in that Swahili culture, so something very interesting, different to do.
Check out the Explorer Top 10. It's there in the summer edition of Live, Work, Explore. And one here from Rich saying, for our honeymoon, my wife got a bit of food poisoning and spent the flight from Dubai to Bali very ill. At least the crew were exceptional. She doesn't remember to this day the stopover in Singapore. That's just one of our stories. Keep them coming in.